if there's a key message for the true church, it won't affect the backslider. It won't affect people that feign Christianity but have never had really come to know Christ as their Savior. A lot of people have done that or doing that. They will not escape the falling away.
Come on, brother.
They will go with the flow, and the flow is away.
Come on.
The flow in the culture is away, but the culture has never been a threat to the true church.
Come on,
amen. Amen.
The decline in the culture has solidified the true church.
Come on, brother.
It causes real Christians to draw together. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because they know how vital it is that we stand together, worship together, pray together. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the culture is going to get worse, but the church is going to get better. Why? Because it's going to get more pure. Now, the absence of people doesn't mean that God isn't here and God isn't moving. You saw that today. He set this service up. He prepared us for intercession before we even arrived here. He prepared him to have the burden and us to already be confessing that Jesus is here to answer prayer.
Amen.
As a great high priest.
Hallelujah.
And ultimate intercessor. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The God we serve is more than enough. And we need to declare that with every fiber of our being. As David put it, you see, you can magnify all the bad, or you can magnify the Lord.
Amen.
Come on.
And he said, magnify the Lord with me.
Yeah.
Let us exalt his name.
Yeah.
Let's do it together.
Amen.
We got some unity in here. You're here because you want to be here. You're here because you want to worship together. And from what I've seen, you're here because you care about each other.
Amen.
That excites the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Paul said, I have no greater joy than to see you loving one another. And the church that he put up as an example at Thessalonica, he said, your faith is growing exceedingly. Your faith is growing exceedingly. Amen. You're growing in faith. How do you know you're growing? When you quit groaning. Thank you for the hearty amen.
Amen.
You know you're growing when you quit groaning. It's Sunday. Oh, I've got to get ready for church. And Brother Vince is going to preach so long, I know he isn't. I just know we're not going to get out to two. Right? My stomach is growling. Your stomach ain't the only thing growling. You're growling yourself. Anyway, moving right along.
Come on.
Jesus preached, talked for 3 days sitting down. Actually, Bible scholars tell us, and Jewish leaders tell us, he probably, in order to be heard of that many people, he got up and walked among them while teaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. Untethered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But there's something about that kind of unity that pleases God and releases the Holy Spirit to move. He's here today. Make no mistake about it. And you know you're growing when you quit groaning. And as David said, I was glad when they said what to him? Let's go up to the house of the Lord. Just to be in. He doesn't have the promise of the presence that we have. But he knew behind that veil, God was that close to his covenant people. Just behind that veil was the manifest presence of the God of glory.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. And just to be in proximity. He wasn't allowed to go back there, and God certainly wasn't going to come out and manifest himself like he does to us. But just to be in proximity to the God that he loved.
Yes.
I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
My God is not ill. He is El Shaddai.
Amen.
Shad means breast. He's the many-breasted one.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody ever see the movie about the pig? Charlotte's Web. There's another pig movie, but it's not that. Charlotte's Web. It's about a spider. Nice spider. I never saw a nice spider in my life. But anyway, that was a sweet spider. Anybody see Charlotte's Web?
Mm-hmm.
And what did Daddy want to do? Because there wasn't enough teats, shad, on the mama pig to feed all the other pigs, and there was a runt that couldn't ever get in to eat. He was going to starve to death, and he was just going to go ahead and kill it until his daughter said, uh-uh, I'm going to raise that pig. Amen. Well, when you're dealing with God, he's a God of bounty. He's a God of benevolence. He's a God of luxurious love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He just pours it on. He's not El Chipo.
Amen.
He's El Shaddai.
Yes,
the many-breasted one. He is Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
The Lord will
Amen.
Provide.
Amen.
And when he provides, when we're not just looking to man or ourselves, but when God provides for his people,
Amen.
It's lavish. It's more than enough.
Amen.
He takes a poor boy's lunch. Come on, this wasn't something from Long John Silver's. Remember Long John Silver? Amen. Seafood plate. This wasn't a big old trout from a stream in the mountains. No, this wasn't a big black grouper or a redfish from the Gulf of Mexico. I caught a 20-pound grouper, and my stepdad cleaned it, filleted it, fried it, and because he wanted us to share it with him. So he said, I'll clean it and fix it if y'all will share that with me. Because he didn't catch nothing, and he was a fisherman. You say fisherman's luck? No, I believe it's a blessing of the Lord. Because not only did I get the biggest fish on the boat, because there was a... God said, I'm going to just go ahead and say God said a barracuda. Everybody's catching a big old fish, and that barracuda is just following us around, cutting them in half. Get the head of a big old fish and nothing on it, but I got the whole fish. And there was a pool. Everybody give a dollar. That's not gambling. Give me a break. Everybody put in a dollar, and whoever catches the biggest fish on the fishing boat wins all that's in there. And we not only was... We were living payday to payday, and the payday wasn't enough.
No,
so,
no,
you know, so I thought, you know, the Lord is so good. And oh, by the way, they moved from where we were out in the Gulf to get away from the barracuda. We got away from the barracuda, and then a big old shark came. And when the shark came, the fish took off, and nobody caught nothing. And we had to move again. So we got people with fish heads. Big fish heads could have easily won the pool. But when we moved again, got away from the shark, got away from the barracuda, that the Lord sent, this is me and nothing, that the Lord sent so I could win the pool and get the fish. it's not past me to believe or him to do that. He's a good God. He's a good heavenly Father.
Amen.
I prayed before I got on that boat. I didn't just pray to win something or catch something. I prayed God would take care of us while we're out there in the water. Thunderstorms and lightning and everything else. I pray about everything. She'll tell you, I pray without ceasing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God was just good. Because not only did I catch a 20-pound grouper, it was the biggest fish caught that day. And not only did I catch the fish, but I won the pool, which was about $25. You say, that's not much. Honey, back in the day, when your grocery budget was $20 for the week, and you got $25, that means you can put some gravy on it. Can you say it? Ask me how I'm doing. Go ahead, ask me.
How you doing?
Just like gravy, baby. Good on everything. Isn't it good on it? Okay. I just thought I'd tell you, I'm doing well today. I'm just rehearsing. I'm just thinking back how good God is.
Amen.
He gave me the money. He gave me the fish. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My stepdad wanted some of it, so he said, I will fillet it and cook it, and if you can give us half of it. I said, you got it, brother. Amen. We had plenty, didn't we? 20 pounds, that means 10 pounds for us. I ate 8.5 pounds. I must have with grits and hush puppies. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't God good today? Hallelujah. He's more than enough. He's more than enough. And we need to praise Him for who He is. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
Let's have this song. And this, you don't even have to worry about mine, I don't think.
Good mic. It needs a couple of things. I'm going to bring it to you and turn you loose on it.
Okay.
Depend it on me. Praise God. You can pick me up on here if I holler.
Just talk normal.
He said, just talk normal, and that'll be enough. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible, turn with me. This is what the Lord gave me. And when I say the Lord gave me, I mean I pray, I go with what I wasn't seeking anymore. I was just worshiping Him, and it just came into my heart, this particular scripture, this particular inspiration, I'll call it. God gives me an inspiration. I go to the Bible to get the scriptures. So the scripture doesn't come first, but it's triumphing. The word triumphing, like Jesus did at the cross, the Bible said, to wit, God was in Jesus Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. And it speaks of triumphing over it. Victory is what happens when you fight and win a battle. Triumph is when you celebrate a victory that has already been won. You hear it sometimes around Christmas. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful, and triumphant. Everybody's saying, and triumphant.
And triumphant.
If I understand the armor of God, when you put it on and implement it and utilize it in Ephesians 6, it is so that we can triumph over the devil. It's not just seeing if we can win. It's declaring our victory has already been won at the cross and through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It puts it like this. We don't argue against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10. But powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness and high places and the rulers of the darkness of this world. You don't conquer that kingdom of darkness and that hierarchy of demonic forces with singing page 105 for the 105th time at church.
Amen.
And calling it a worship service. Nor do you conquer it by having a bunch of people watching a bunch of other people jumping around on the platform and being entertained by it and not involving yourself in personal worship and intercession and prayer. We don't argue against flesh and blood, but powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Yeah. I can still hear Sister Dale singing the lead part when we're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Ron Canole brought that kind of praise into focus back in the 80s. Amen. We're going up to the high places. We used to sing Romans something something. You probably know it.
16:19.
Says.
16 says. The God, be excellent at what is good. Be innocent of evil, and the God of peace will crush Satan underneath your feet.
Be excellent in what is good. We used to sing it. Be excellent in what is good. Be innocent of evil, for the God of peace shall soon crush Satan underneath your feet. Can you say
hallelujah?
Hallelujah. This is victory stuff.
Yeah.
This is not hoping that we make it through.
Come on, brother.
I'm telling you, the culture's going to get worse. The falling away is exponentially going to pick up speed.
Come on, brother.
Church of Jesus Christ, founded on the rock of Christ Himself, is going to stand strong.
Yeah.
We're going to do like Trump does when they get on him. We're going to double down. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if he's wrong. But we're right when we double down. on our faith, God double commits to proving himself to us.
Amen.
I want to say that again. When we double down on our faith, God double commits to blessing us and proving himself to us.
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to triumph and celebrate our victory in a different way. So we got the armor that we're told to put on because this is a formidable force against us.
Yeah.
And we're told, having done all, stand.
Amen.
That means we got to do it all. No, wait. In the phraseology in the Greek, many scholars interpret it this way. Having overcome all. Because when you put on his armor,
come on,
you're not vulnerable.
Amen.
To the devil's attack.
Come on.
God's armor has no chink in it.
Amen.
God's arm, listen, the shield of faith alone,
yes,
which is a whole lot of the darts of the devil, the flaming arrows of the arrows of the devil.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No, it runs in all.
Trick question.
Oh. Come on.
How many?
All.
How many?
All.
How many get through to you?
None.
When you put on his armor and lift the shield of faith, how many of all of these forces can get to you and harm you and hurt you?
None.
Come on.
Only, the only way it can hurt you if you let the shield down.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what the devil's counting on, that you let the shield down.
Yeah.
Because if you lift the shield up, no fiery dart.
Amen.
That's right.
That are fired against you. You want to find, it's back in the book of Isaiah.
Come on.
No weapon.
Come on.
Everybody say no weapon.
No weapon.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. This is the heritage, the birthright of the servants of the Lord. He said, because I'm sovereign over every force that's ever going to come against you. In the preceding scriptures it said, I created, the reason no weapon can prosper, I created the iron ore, and I create from the hills, and I created the smith that fashions that iron ore into a weapon. And I created the waster that carries the weapon with intention to destroy. That's not the devil. Is every force he uses to try to harm you and to harm me. Yeah. I created the waste. Is that Isaiah 54? Does anybody want to verify that in case anyone wants to look it up? Oh, thou tossed with tempest.
Yeah. And
not comforted.
Come on, brother.
Amen. The bringing in of the Gentiles to the wonderful, victorious covenant of Almighty God.
Yeah.
I created.
Come on, brother.
The waster to destroy. I created the smith. I created the ore. I created the one who makes that instrument of battle, makes that sword, makes that spear of iron. That means I am in what?
54.
Isaiah 54?
Verses 16 and 17. Yeah. Shall I read it?
Yeah. But read. Can you come right here and read it? Hallelujah.
Give him the mic.
Thank the Lord.
Behold, I created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
When you and I are right with God, everybody say it. You've said it a thousand times if you've been here all the years I've been preaching. There's nothing wrong.
We're getting right with God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because he's for us.
Yeah.
He can be for us. And to prove he's for us, he said he is with us. Can you say amen? And if God be for us, the God who has sovereign power, absolute control, how much power does he have over the enemy?
Oh,
Come on.
He said, I'm going to delegate that to you.
Amen.
In authority in my name.
Amen, brother.
Behold, look at him if you're from the south. Yeah. Can you say, man, God wants you to see something. Yeah. Behold, I give you power over almost all. Trick question.
No.
Almost all of the power of the enemy. We're talking about a God who created even the things the devil is using against you. But the fact that he created all of this means he controls all of this.
Come on.
I like what Shambach used to preach under that gospel tent years and years ago. Hallelujah. He said Satan goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But God pulled his teeth at Calvary.
Amen. Amen, brother.
But he also said something very convincing, but he said something very convicting too. He said, but the shame, tragedy is that a lot of Christians are getting gummed to death by a toothless devil. Because we don't understand, we're not just out here to get the victory. We're going to get the victory because the victory is already ours in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Actually, we're going out to demonstrate a victory that has already been won at the cross.
Amen.
He triumphed through his sacrificial death. And we triumph when we claim his victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57 and 58, thanks be unto God, who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, because it's God accomplished it and God gave it to us, therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast. Double down. Everybody say double down.
Double down.
Be you steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You need to double down. I need to double down. We need to double down.
Yes. Amen.
Because if you go with the flow, you're in trouble.
Amen.
Because it's a riptide that'll pull you away from the faith and your faithfulness to Christ.
Amen.
But if you understand who you are in him and who he is in you.
Yeah.
We argue not against flesh and blood, powers, principalities, rulers of darkness in high places, spiritual wickedness. Take you the whole armor of God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Having done all so that you can withstand in the evil day. You stand to withstand. Say with me, we must stand to withstand.
Must stand to withstand.
If you don't stand your ground, Satan will move you. You ever played Red Rover at school before we had all this stuff?
Yeah.
Everybody holds hands and you look for the weakest gal or guy, because gals and guys, we're co-ed. I've bruised many a young lady's arm when they asked me to come over. I wanted to play football. I practiced early. Amen. You join hands, you look for the weakest link over there. Red Rover, Red Rover. Let Janice come over.
Yeah.
We're going to clothesline her big time. We're not asking for Butch to come over. Butch be bad. You about break your arm when he breaks through the line. I don't think Red Rover was, don't let anybody get through. Just stop them. Well, Janice can't get through. She couldn't get through. She was holding the toilet paper out there. She would fall down. Anyway, let Janice come over. We clothesline old Janice. We didn't put it up at her neck to do any, you know, we just shoved her back. And,
yeah.
Oh, but some nut on our side said, Red Rover, Red Rover, let Butch come over. We took down Janice and we took down Percy.
Poor person.
Amen. So somebody got brave enough to holler for Butch so we could handle him too. Yeah. Let Butch come over. He come running like a mad bull. And when he hits your arm, you either turn loose or lose it. And my arm was black and blue. I really feel for Janice and Percy. Because Bush be bad. Listen, the devil wants you to put him in a category that only God sits in.
Amen.
And that's sovereign control.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody put it this way, the devil turns up the heat, but God controls the thermostat.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Amen. Who will not allow you to be tempted, tested Amen. Above that you are able to bear. Amen. Who will with the temptation make a way of escape that you Amen. Might be able to bear it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, God watches it. He sees his plan. He sees him bringing all these waters together that can take 100-year-old oak trees and uproot them, that can move boulders out of the way by the force of it. He doesn't come in a trickle. He comes in a flood to overwhelm. And the flood is... Have you ever seen a movie where a flood or a real documentary where a flood is coming with such force, houses are just taken off their foundation. That's how he comes in. You no match for that. Singing the same song with the same level of faith is not going to cut it. You need a mighty shield, a standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him.
Amen.
This is spiritual, God's Spirit against these fallen spirits and fallen angels. I'm going to tell you how quickly he dealt with all of that. Jesus said, I saw what happened in heaven. I was there and participated in the victory.
Amen.
Amen. Satan is subject to you, apostles. Don't rejoice that Satan is subject to you. Rejoice rather. Something we can rejoice in when you've never cast out a devil.
Come on.
Amen. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice that you are a Christian.
Yes.
Rejoice that you are saved, sanctified, and sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because concerning Satan, whom you have authority over, whether you take it or not, amen, whom you have authority over, it's no big deal for you to have authority over him in my name, because I beheld Satan and I saw the struggle. Now, we don't know how many eons of time it was back and forth and to and fro, and nobody knew how it was going to come out. I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. You ever seen lightning strike?
Come on.
Oh, there's a big battle. What a fight. I saw him as what? Lightning fall from
heaven.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And God's power, he created those rebel angels. He created Satan himself.
Amen.
And everything he creates, he has absolute control over.
Amen.
So he said these armies that are going to come up are going to be overwhelming against you. They're going to have weaponry that is terrifying. But I created the iron ore that made the weapon.
Yeah.
I created the smith that fashioned it in the fire.
Right.
And I created the warrior, the waster that comes to destroy. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. I created that warrior.
Yeah.
And because I created the implements of that warrior that he carries and that warrior himself, I have absolute control over him.
Yeah.
And no weapon,
Amen.
The warrior or whatever weapon he fashions, shall prosper against you.
Amen.
They should have stayed right with him.
Amen.
Because if they stayed right with him, no one could have defeated them.
Amen.
Not even Bad Butch.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody.
Hallelujah.
So here we sit today with all of this information. And here's the scripture. Hope it won't take long to preach this. Our time is up. Anyhow, this is just on the tail end. Psalm 106:47. Save us, O Lord, our God.
Yeah.
And gather us from among the heathen. Set us apart.
Yeah.
Call us apart. so that we might come apart unto you. Gather us from among the heathen. We're not here to blend.
That's right, amen.
Save us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, what's a legitimate cry? Save us, O Lord.
Amen.
When Peter is sinking, what's a legitimate cry of faith? Oh, I'm just going to my faith believe. No, save me is the legitimate cry of faith.
Come on.
God is the object of faith, not our faith.
Come on.
Amen.
What happened when he said, save me? Jesus immediately appeared. He crossed the distance between him and Peter, and before he could drown, he grabbed him and lifted him up.
Amen.
Arm in arm, Jesus and Peter, supported by Jesus.
Amen. Yes, yep. Sir.
Are you getting the picture?
Come on.
Yep. I don't call on Jesus. I'm standing on the Word. If you're standing on the Word is telling you to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Come on.
Faith in your faith is fine until your faith fails or falters, like Peter's did, and he began to sink. But faith in Jesus' love, power, and compassion will never fail you.
Amen.
A legitimate prayer of faith is, save me! Help me! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Any faith teaching that makes you less dependent on the Lord.
Come on, brother. Preach it.
Even by building your faith to a point that you don't just humbly cry out to Him.
Preach it.
Amen. Yeah. Is the wrong kind of teaching.
Amen.
Because
Jesus.
It will get you out on your own.
Amen.
Instead
Amen.
Of staying so close to Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Who will uphold you. With the right hand of His righteousness.
Amen.
Can you say amen.
Amen?
Saying unto thee, fear not. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
And immediately, Jesus lifting him up. Yes. Peter supported by Jesus. Say with me, Peter supported by
Jesus.
Walk back to the book.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And I don't believe, oh, you say, Brother Bible, he got out because of the Word. He got out because of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he did take him at his word. But listen, what happened when he stood on the Word? The storm got worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really kicked up. You start standing on the Word,
come on, brother.
The storms are going to get really bad.
Amen. Amen.
This is not going to be a dust devil.
Yeah.
Little something another that spins your cat around. Can you say amen? It's going to be a force 5 tornado. It's going to be a hurricane. Cat 5. It's going to be a flood that cannot be stemmed by your faith in your faith. But your faith in your God is something entirely different. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I believe it's Isaiah 59:19. If read the whole book of Isaiah, you'll find it somewhere. And you're saying it's all good for you.
Amen.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against you, will stem the tide, turn that flood away from you, praise God. It'll tear up everything else it can, but it won't tear up or move or destroy you.
Amen.
Because this is the promise. Not if, but when. When you go through the fire,
come on, brother.
It shall not kindle upon you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, you're going through a fiery trial, but it shall not kindle on you. It's not going to burn you, praise God. It's not going to destroy you, because I am with you. Hallelujah. And when thou goest through the waters, the flood tides, they shall not overflow thee.
Amen.
They won't drown you, for I am with you.
Amen.
One of the most disheartening stories, because I'm a dad. I remember when we had, and I'm almost done, but please stay with us. Give me 10 more minutes. Listen, we lived in a trailer. You can call it a mobile home. It certainly was not a modular home. It was a trailer. It did not meet the hurricane specifications. This was an older trailer in a trailer park. It was up on blocks. It had a little flimsy something tying it down, and a storm came. I happened to be off from work. I was working for Tico. It was a 60 by 12 And it was high on blocks, and we had no skirting around, so the wind could actually get under it and over it.
Matt was 2 weeks old.
Wow. And I...
You went somewhere.
I,
you saw how bad it was, and you came back home.
I went somewhere. I saw it coming. I come back home to try to protect my family. And I come in, and I could already feel the force of that wind beginning to shake. We had one of those chandelier things over the, you know, the light that hung down over the little dining table, and it began to sway back and forth. The wind was picking up. Hail began to hit the top of the tin roof. The wind is picking up. And I thought, well, of course I'm praying. Amen. You know, the devil, sometimes he pushes too hard.
Yeah.
He makes us so afraid, we just run to God. The name of the Lord is a strong name. Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah.
Jehovah Sikinu. Jehovah Shabbat. Jehovah Shalom. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. That means a high tower. High above evil in the Hebrew. Woo! That means the devil wants to get to you, but you way up there and he way down here, and he said, my goose is cooked. If they ever find out where what their refuge offers them, my goose is cooked.
Yeah, right.
Amen. I can't hurt them. I can't harm them. They will have to give place to me. They'll have to come down where I am, not stay up there where they are living.
Amen. Come on.
So lay down your shield of faith and come on down and quit triumphing in praise.
Come on.
Just go ahead and be mealy-mouthed about the whole thing. Oh, I hope the Lord, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to shake us. Oh, I hope the, I don't know what we'll do if this happens. Well, what will we do? Well, I don't know what we'll do if that happens. I don't know what we'll do if I don't know what we're going to do. I know what I'm going to do.
Come on.
They that trust in the Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to double down.
Amen.
They that trust in the Lord.
Yes.
They that trust in the
Amen.
Lord shall be as Mount Zion.
Amen.
Which cannot be removed. Oh, Brother Venable, you don't know what we're facing. I don't care. I mean, I care. I'm concerned. But that's not the issue. The issue is God bigger?
Amen.
Is your God enough?
Amen.
Come on.
He's more than enough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Phew. Glory to God. Brother, help me preach. I need a break.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like a Holy Ghost cheerleader, but I'm not here just to chew you up. I'm here to point you to the fact of who you're serving today. There's a song, we'll have to get it maybe next week. Amen. The God I serve. The God I serve. Hallelujah. The God we serve. Hallelujah. Is the God of all the universe, the earth, who holds absolute authority. And when we put on His armor and lift the shield of faith, which is faith in Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It quenches all the flaming arrows, the fiery darts of the enemy.
Amen.
So Satan says, I can't defeat him in order to get to them. I'm going to have to come at them in such a way that they lose their confidence in Him.
Yeah.
Come on.
You pray, it doesn't come through like you wanted it to, and you give up on God. You may have done it yourself. You know people that if you pray and the answer don't come, you just throw in the towel. Say, well, God must not want it. God must not love me. Amen. The shield comes down. The fiery darts come through. I said the shield, discouragement is the tool.
Yeah.
Discouragement is a tool of the devil.
Yeah.
You get discouraged in the Lord, you lower your shield.
Yeah.
You lower your shield, God isn't failing you. And Satan really doesn't have the authority as long as you hold high the shield of faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, while holding the shield of faith, you can wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said of ancient Israel, they had the gospel in type and foreshadow preached unto them just like we have it preached unto us this morning.
Right.
Amen. But theirs was in type and foreshadow. But it did not profit them because they did not mix faith in them that heard it. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Today I feel faith rising in you. The devil tried to suppress it. But I feel faith rising in you. Glory to God. And faith rises, a shield goes up.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thought I could take care of my family. I was young, healthy, benching. I got to brag a little. Benching over 300 pounds. And for a little guy, that's a lot. Amen. But when that wind caught up like that, I realized my muscles can't do it. I grabbed a mattress. They got in the bathtub, empty bathtub. I put the mat, I don't know if I jumped under it or put it over them and laid on it. But that trailer began to give. And I thought, the next thing you know, it's going to go like all these tornado movies you've seen. Tornado tear that thing out and splinter it.
Yeah.
It's no match for a tornado. That's why when a hurricane comes, what happens? Everybody lives in mobile homes. What happens? You told me, let them get out. It's not built for that. But we got a storm on, church. But we built for it. Glory to God. God has equipped us for it. Glory to God, because the God we serve in the midst of this storm is not barely enough, mostly enough. He's more than enough. Amen. So I tried to cover them. And I realized what terrified me is if it lifted that thing off the ground and began to splinter it. My body given, my strength offered, that puny little tub we were in, if it took it up, sucked them out. I heard of a lady who was holding a baby in a bathtub.
Yeah.
This actually happened in one of our middle states. It sucked the baby out. And you know that woman would have given herself for that child. That kind of love, maternal love, won't turn loose. But it took it out of her own.
Yeah.
A dad, was it in Philippines, Puerto Rico? Two or three seasons ago, the tide came in. This tide off of the storm came in. They moved from the first floor up to the attic. It came up to the attic. They moved from the attic to the roof, and his dad was holding on to his 6 or 8 year old son by the hand on that roof. But one big wave came. And I'm telling you, I'm a dad. I don't care what kind of wave came. I don't care if I drowned holding him. I would not let him go. And that's just my ability to love my son. But the wave, the force of the wave, took the child. And his last cry of his child, "Save me, Daddy!" Yeah. Can you imagine the pain in that dad's heart? When he couldn't, with all his love and strength, save his son from destruction. And I tell you something, that Jesus cried from that cross so that we would never experience what he experienced in our behalf.
Thank you, Jesus.
Eloi! Eloi! Lama sabachthani! Which in the Aramaic tongue is interpreted, my God, Eloi, Eloi. Elohim, my God, why? It got dark in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. I don't want victory just because I can sport around the fact that God healed me and God helped me.
Amen.
I want victory so I can bring honor
Yes.
to His name.
Amen.
He deserves more than my grumbling, my
Amen.
Complaining, my complying with the devil's suggestions Amen. That God must not love you. You're just not worth anything. I rebuke that. And you need to rebuke that in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
He said, save me. Dad. Where are you? So we could be saved.
Yes.
The Father allowed him to go through 6 solid hours of suffering like no person in this world or any world has ever known. And he went through it without the presence or help of his Father. He didn't want his Father to take him off the cross. He already committed to the cross.
Amen.
Not what I will, but what you will be done.
Amen.
Set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem. There's no turning me by the fear of what awaits me. But on the cross, what he felt in all of his pain was a sense of being absolutely abandoned.
Amen.
One of the great theologians of old wept when he read that. And he said, God, abandoned by God. Christ, God incarnate, God abandoned by God. So that I could be saved.
Amen.
How can this be? He was overwhelmed and tears gushed from his eyes. Today we read it like a ho-hum. Oh yeah, he died for me. Oh, but his death for you says something to you.
Amen.
If he loved us enough
Come on.
To offer up. Offer, you see the sacrifice that Jesus was to offer up his only begotten Son in our behalf. How will he not? Also with him,
freely
give us all things.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, because he said it's finished on that cross, he hath given us.
Amen.
Past tense.
Yeah.
Not he will, he may. He's done it in Christ.
Amen.
And it's up to us to accept it and possess it in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All things that pertain to life and godliness are ours in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Well, here we are in church this morning. And here's the scripture. Save us, O Lord our God. And gather us from among the heathen. He's doing it right now. Let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Amen.
Come apart. Come apart from among them, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Save us. And how's he going to deliver us in the midst of the falling away and the compromise and the false prophets and the world getting worse and the culture getting filthy and terrifying? Gather us from among the heathen. Right now, God is taking a people from a people. He's taking a people from a people to be kept by his power. And here's the deal. Are you ready for the deal?
Amen.
He said in the book of Revelation to the church of Philadelphia, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. What does that mean? Because you have patiently endured and kept my word. Because you've kept the faith even under persecution. Because you have kept the faith even when the tide of the culture was against you and the falling away is occurring. Because you've kept the word of my patience. You've patiently endured and kept the faith.
Hallelujah.
What's going to happen? I'm going to keep you. Who's going to keep us? The one who created the waster to destroy and has absolute control over him.
Amen.
I'm going to keep you.
Amen.
from the hour of temptation that is coming to try the inhabitants of the world. But I am going to keep you, not through it, but from it. Thank you. I know they hurt your theology. I'm sorry. It's what Jesus said. Did on him, not me. Scowl at him. Don't look at the messenger.
Come on.
I'm sorry I offended your theology. I know you want to go through the tribulation and prove how strong you are, mighty you are, how committed you are. Dear Lord God, God throwing you a rope to get out of here and you want to go through more. Ain't you been through enough? Can you say, man? Where are you going to go? Where are you going to hide when 96-pound hailstones are falling out of heaven? Yeah, where's your bunker? If you got a bunker, somebody's going to break in and kill you and take your stuff when it really gets bad. Let's don't even go there. But there's some people bound and determined. God is going to have to purify his church by taking us through the worst time in the world. Honey, guess what happens when the rapture occurs, when he comes? The dead in Christ have been purified by something stronger than going through trials and passing tests. How they've been purified. Amen. Because of the shed blood of you. Everybody who's ever died in Christ is going to get up before the rest of us do.
Amen.
Everybody. Thief on the cross is going to get up out of the ground.
Come on.
Because a man in the middle said, today you're going to be with me because of what I'm doing for you right here.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Oh, come on, church. Give me a good hearty amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are living shall be caught up. What's going to bring us up? The same thing that brought them up.
Amen.
They died in Christ. Amen. They died in the faith, and they're raised because this faith has made a provision.
Amen.
For them.
Amen.
And we're to keep the faith.
Amen.
That's our job. All the way to the end like they did. Keeping the faith. Keeping your faith in the finished work of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you've kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour of temptation that is coming to try all the inhabitants of the earth. There are those that think that's the tribulation itself. There are other scholars that believe it's this time that we are in right here and right now. It's a time of shaking. It's a time of testing. And everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken for a holy purpose. God's going to allow it. The shaking is for a holy purpose. Everybody say the devil intends it for evil, but God's going to bring something good and glorious.
Amen.
A glorious bride is going to be in perfect.
Come
oh,
on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For a pure bridegroom.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So that which cannot be shaken.
Might remain. Come on.
Can you say amen? What is that cannot be shaken? It's those Christians who have really been born again and have committed themselves to follow Jesus and bow to no other God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to go counterculture and to go against the grain and to be an upstream Christian in a downstream world and not be afraid that the devil's going to defeat us because God is for us and God is with us.
Amen.
So we triumph in his praise.
Amen.
When we praise him for the great, good, gracious, powerful God that he is.
Yes.
Save us, O Lord our God. Gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in your praise.
Amen.
The way we praise him, both in life and in our worship, is determined by our vision of him. God is great. Have I declared that to you today?
Amen.
Therefore, what kind of praise is to be offered him?
Great praise.
God is great and
greatly to be praised.
Greatly. You know what this word means? To triumph in his praise? That word triumph, the Hebrew word triumph means to address with a loud voice.
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
It's not the volume. It's because the abundance of the heart
come on.
the mouth speaking. Amen. Don't scare the devil. You can just holler all you want to. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. If you get full of faith in your heart, amen, you're not going to be monotone very long.
Amen.
I told you how I had a joy squeal. You're used to it, but I was preaching in a Baptist church, and they were not used to a joy squeal. They should have. Sound man was up in his booth. He had earphones on so he could adjust my mic. He didn't know what was coming. He had no idea. I was preaching. The Holy Ghost came on me to make a point. It made me so happy. Happy in the Lord. The joy of the Lord rose up inside of me, and I just hollered. Yeah. It was more of a squeal of delight. Everybody said squeal of delight.
Squeal of delight.
But it was a squelch to him. Amen. I actually didn't. In my peripheral, I saw some movement up there. But after I got home, I thought about it. And I thought that blew his ears up. He had on earphones and heard it. I bet he said, "I hope that preacher never come back." He is. I'm gonna set his mic and get up out of here. By the way. Just so you know, the pastor that let us use that church for a year had nothing but trouble. There was no squeal of delight in that church. Yeah. Not because it was Baptist, because it was dead. You can be a Pentecostal church and be as dead as any other church.
That's right.
So
it's a funeral home now.
So he quit the church. They didn't even get another pastor. They sold it to a business. And guess what the business is? It's a funeral home. I conducted my daughter-in-law's funeral where I preached the Word of God at a funeral home that was once a church. How poignant that was. Amen. That a church became a place for dead bodies to be brought in memorial services for the dead. Well, there's an opportunity to have some life.
Amen.
Come but on, if you brother. Don't want life, there's only one alternative.
Come on.
Yeah.
And that's death.
Amen.
It's a church like that in the book of Revelation, thou hast a name that liveth.
Come on, brother.
Thou hast a name that
you have a name.
Life in all of its spiritual force and power and eternal essence. Yeah.
Come on, brother.
But thou art
dead.
Amen.
Yeah.
You'll never triumph in life
Come on.
Or in praise
Come on.
Until you get your shout of joy back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Believe me, you get it back, you'll shout unto the Lord. You will shout unto the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Hebrew word triumph means to address with a loud voice. And I just put this down while I was thinking about it. A praise that is shouted is peculiar for the passion and joy with which it is offered. A shouted praise is a battle cry, a shout of faith in God's faithfulness.
Thank
you, say amen.
Amen.
In the face of the enemy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Come back next week. I want to finish. No, it's only four pages. But I preach in between pages. I dropped some kind of book and notes, and I said something like, "Oh no, I dropped my notes somewhere."
I think Jimmy's
laughing. He don't need no notes. It's not that I don't study. It's up to 2:30 in the morning, just studying, rejoicing in the Lord, so I could come in here with victory and not wait to see how the services are going to go, who's going to show up, who's not going to show up, what's going on in the world, what's Trump doing, what's Putin doing, what's the United Nations. Don't even get me prophetically talking. I don't know all about, but I know there's a shaking in Europe.
Yeah.
We're getting set up for a cashless society because of the monetary crisis that the world is getting in. We're getting set up for a man to step on the scene. Hallelujah. That's going to bring all this chaos together. The world would be so glad to embrace the Antichrist when he's manifest. And I believe he's waiting in the wings right now. You know what that means? That means that Jesus Christ coming is very, very soon.
Come on, brother.
He asked one question of his church. When I come back to the earth, shall I find faith? Not talking about the guy living in the mansion, the gal driving, amen, this Lamborghini and wearing diamonds. I'm talking about committed Christians that are committed to the faith, who will not blend because they will not bow.
Amen.
Can you say that to the culture? They will not get caught up in the falling away. Because they will put on God's armor and they will lift up the shield of faith that they might withstand in the evil day. That day that's come to try all the inhabitants, they will stand their ground.
Amen.
They will withstand having done all stand.
Amen.
Put that in the Greek, it's having overcome all. Because when you put on God's armor, and you wield the sword of the Spirit and lift the shield of faith, amen. You are demonstrating all the victory that Jesus has gained and gotten for us in his finished work at the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if we want to triumph, what kind of changes will you make? Here's the challenge. In the way you worship God, the way you praise God, and the way you rebuke the devil when he comes to tell you.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
To put fear in, put fear on you. There are people today sitting in church on Sunday that are going home and come under all the fear of all this stuff because our faith in God, this God who is almighty, this God who is overcome in our behalf, this God who said, I'm for you and I'm with you, saying unto thee, fear not, I'm holding you by your right hand, and I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Again, he reiterates it, saying unto you, fear not. If you're bound and determined to worry, your shield is down.
Come on. Come on,
the
brother.
Bible speaks of those who Satan takes captive at his will.
Yeah.
He said they have no shield. They have no armor. They have no defense. Whatever I want to do, I can do anytime I want to. It's time you put a stop to that.
Amen.
God didn't give him that authority.
Come on.
Don't you give it to him.
Amen.
Want a scripture? Say, I want a scripture.
I want a scripture. Yeah.
Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil. And he will flee. That word flee in the Greek, I love it. Run as in panic. You need to get a good look at the backside of the devil.
Amen.
Fleeing from you.
Yeah.
The Venable, I was trying to redevelop my prayer life, but the devil came against me. Of course he did.
Yep.
Sure.
Come on,
brother. I was trying to get back in my Bible, but the devil came against me. Of course he did.
Come on, brother.
I got back in church, and I was going good for a while, but the devil came against me. Of course he did. He'll come against you every single time. One day, the Bible says you are to give no place to the devil. The word place is terra firma. It's ground. When you stand your ground, you're not going to give up any ground. And if you don't give up any ground, he can't take it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's got to get you to give it to him.
That's right.
Have I got time for one illustration?
Yes, sir.
It's the only service we have, and you're so receptive. You're making me preach a long time.
Praise God.
I grew up in a Jim Walter home. It never got finished because my mom and dad divorced when I was 12. We had an outhouse because we never got the bathroom installed. We had something you could use. Nice home. Something we could use. That Mom hung a blanket up where the door would have been. Mm-hmm. And we could go have some privacy inside because, you know, there were black widow spiders in that area and there were snakes and we were, you know. But here was the deal. If you own a piece of property, and my dad and mom bought it from my uncle and paid him for it, paid it off, this construction company, at that time, Jim Walter Corporation, they would build a house on it. They wouldn't put all the stuff in it, but you have the house. If you deferred, he got his land back and your house. He'd finish it and sell the whole thing for much profit. He couldn't lose. But we didn't have the money to finish it. And before it was went any further, they divorced. Everything fell apart. But it reminded me, if you take property that you own and you let the devil build, if you let him, if you give place to him, he's going to build a stronghold on that property, that place. Terra firma, actual land. Yeah. It's like giving him the land. Yeah. What will he do on it? He'll build a stronghold on it.
Yeah.
He'll build a fortress on it. He'll build a stronghold of fear in that ground that you gave him. And you can read your Bible. You can go to church. But until you say enough. Yeah.
Come on, brother.
And you evict him.
Come on. Yeah.
He don't want to leave. You got to tell him to leave. Didn't I? And you've got to use a name.
Yep.
And it's not that. Oh, you've got to use a name.
Amen.
That he has to recognize. Oh,
come on,
that
brother.
He has to recognize. Yeah. That he does recognize. That every devil in hell recognizes.
Come on, brother.
As having absolute authority over them and him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But if you don't evict him, he won't go.
Amen.
Right.
We're almost done. Go into the promised land. They're giants. Take them down. They're walled cities. They're going to fall down. I'm going with you.
Yes.
They're fierce armies. They're going to be defeated. Because I'm going with you. But you've got to possess the land.
Right.
And in order to possess the land, you've got to hear it in your Bible, dispossess those people that are going to fight you for it.
Yeah.
I've given it to you, but they don't recognize that it's yours. You have to recognize that it's yours. And in order to possess it, you have to dispossess them.
Right.
Now, if President Trump gives me and my wife Mar-a-Lago. Give me fist bump. I know how far-fetched that is. There's probably some people that don't want to leave. That's a gravy job. Amen. Living on the property, taking care of the property, servants and all of that. But when I go to take possession of that palatial place, I've got the authority to tell anybody still there, what are you doing here? Well, he said I could stay here. Well, listen, it ain't his anymore. It's mine.
Yeah.
I got the deed. So you're going to have to pack up. I don't care where you go. Just so you go. Like I say, when the bar closes. Have you ever been to a bar? I'll just say, and I have. There used to be a standard in England, they ring a bell. Last chance to get a drink before you got to go. You can't just sit in there and chit-chat when it closes. You're not buying anything anymore. So the bartender will say this, I don't care where you don't have to go home. The bar is closed. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here. You need to let the devil know he can't stay there.
Amen.
If he's got a stronghold there, you need to dispossess him and say, uh-uh. I belong to God. And you have no authority over me. I've been sick and she's seen it. I went through nervous exhaustion because a stronghold of fear got built on ground that I gave up. And I vowed, God, you bring me out of this. Because I thought God was unfaithful, uncaring. He'll scream at you when prayers don't get answered. Amen. And I knew in my heart that's not true, but everything said it was. Circumstances, everything was verifying the lie. And I found out I gave place. He built on ground that I gave him. So it was up to me to dispossess him. And I began to take authority over the devil. And this time, so submitted, surrendered to God that I had little faith in my faith. But so much faith in his faithfulness. Praise God. He brought me through instead of taking me from nervous exhaustion. Hallelujah. And when I came through, I said, the joy I have is so great. Amen. I can lay down at night, close my eyes and go to sleep. Hallelujah. When I used to be up, I used to be on my hands and knees trying to breathe from a panic attack. With a Freedom phone that didn't have a cell phone back then in my hand, ready to dial 911 on speed dial. If it got bad enough, I was about to faint. I didn't want to wake up my family by myself. Couldn't feel or sense God. And I said, I'll never get back in there. I'll never preach anything that'll bring anybody else. I will never, ever tell someone it's all right to entertain fear. Amen. Because God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
Power,
amen.
Love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
And that means discipline in the Greek. And a disciplined mind can be directed. That means you have to take control of your thought life. Finally, brethren, it's a good way to come to a close. Finally, brethren, Paul says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are holy, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are praiseworthy,
if there be any virtue
and any praise, think on these things. In the Greek, it would read like this: think only on these things. And that means we have to have a paradigm shift in all the things that we're taking into our mind and allowing to come into it.
Amen.
You can entertain fear and through it give ground to the devil. Praise God. Or you can entertain faith and allow God to build a stronghold of victory in your life that the devil cannot defeat or move.
Amen.
God wants you to do that. We accept the challenge today.
Amen.
To do something different. To triumph in his praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Save us, O Lord. He's going to do that for us. Will you stand to your feet? Can we?